Today is Friday, August 6, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And do you listen? And today is no different. I was trying to think when I said six. Friday, August 6. The 6th of August. We say 6th, like with a TH. 6th. I mean, not so pronounced as that, but I'm trying to make it obvious. And when I say we, I mean people in my part of the United States. I can't speak for the entire United States because I am Southern and I do apparently have a Southern accent. I don't know. That's what people tell me. And I can't hear it because it's my own voice and it's my own accent. But anyway, in England, and I believe maybe Australia, maybe New Zealand, I believe they say, how do they say it? No. The difference is we say sixth, so sixth, like that. But I think in England and Australia and maybe New Zealand, they say sixth, like without the X sound. I think there's a difference. I don't know why I'm going on and on about that, but I said it and then I thought, I think there's a difference. We've been watching a lot of MasterChef Australia. Also, I don't know if anyone knows this, but I used to live in England. I don't like to talk about it, but I did. So I have an idea for my birthday. I'm just going to run it by my listeners. So my room where the studio is, like, I like to buy myself a present for my birthday. And when I say a present, I mean multiple presents. Because why not? Why not spoil yourself? That's what I always say. Why not spoil myself? And so, but I was thinking, I don't really want anything. I was thinking, oh my God, what do I want? Is there another piece of equipment that I want? You know, not really. There are things I could buy. There, you know, I like a toy, you know, occasionally. My live streaming video thing was just a toy that I bought, you know, and I use it on occasion, but not often enough. One day when I start my video business, my YouTube business, I'm going to use it though. But you know, it was a toy that I bought and it makes me happy to buy things occasionally. I don't feel like I have a shopping problem, but I definitely occasionally like to buy things. And I would say once every 4 or 5 months, I don't really buy expensive things very often. I will go through a period of time, like when I get my bonus. Usually I will give myself a bonus present at my birthday. Maybe I'll give myself a birthday present, maybe at Christmas. So maybe a few times a year, but it's not like every week I'm out shopping and I rarely buy clothes. So I don't really spend much money except on eating out and entertainment type stuff. And with COVID, like we never did anything, so I didn't spend any money. So I'm just saying, occasionally I like to buy myself toys and they, you know what? They don't have to be something that I've been dying to have for years. I just kind of go shopping and say, hey, what would be fun? It's my birthday. You only live once. Buy yourself something fun. So anyway, my idea is that I'm going to run past you guys. And probably by the time you answer, I will have already made these purchases. But please feel free to tweet me and let me know what you think of my idea. Or email me or call me. You know, any of those things. In fact, I would love voicemails telling me happy birthday, but also what you think about my idea. By the way, my birthday is on the 17th, so we're about 11 days away right now. But I'm preparing. I would love for anything that I buy to have arrived by the time my birthday happens so I can play with my new toy or toys on my birthday. But this is what I was thinking. I was searching last night. I was just Googling around and I looked for gadgets for men 2021. And I looked for cooking gadgets for men 2021. And I know what the executive producer of Mix Minus, is going to say when he listens to this. He's going to say, Adam, you need to buy yourself a Vitamix blender. Because I talked about that for a long time and then I never bought one. But you guys, I found this thing, and I'm not even a big drinker, but for some reason, this looks so fascinating to me. It's called a Bartesian. And it is basically a Keurig for cocktails. It's a countertop thing that you have glass bottles to put your alcohol in and then one for water. And they sell these little capsules that are powdered mixed drinks, basically, without the alcohol. And the reviews are great. And it was one of Oprah's favorite things. And like they have all these accolades and stuff. Anyway, all the reviews are really great. And you can make a mocktail. So if you don't want to drink alcohol, you could make a mocktail. But here's the deal. I want to buy that and get a bunch of different cocktail capsules. But I want to set up a snack bar / mini bar upstairs in the studio because first of all, on the weekends when I record Mix Minus, I'd have a place to go get a drink or popcorn or whatever I want. But my goal is for Mark and I, like I've said before, my goal is for Mark and I to use this room to watch movies. And I'm trying to make it into like a home theater, even though he doesn't find the chairs that I bought to be comfortable. So I thought, okay, I'm going to buy a mini fridge. And I'm going to stock it with, you know, all of our favorite drinks. I'm going to buy this Bartesian and I'm going to get a little ice maker, just a tiny little countertop ice maker. And I'm going to get a popcorn machine. And then I'm going to get a mini fridge. They sell these mini fridge stands that are basically bookshelves that are made with, well, they have drawers and stuff, but they have a spot for a fridge. So I'm going to set myself up a little mini bar / snack area upstairs. And that's what I think is going to be my birthday present to myself. A Bartesian, a little mini fridge, an ice maker, and a popcorn maker. And all on a cute little stand. So that is what I think I'm going to do for my birthday. Now you guys can call me and tell me how horrible of a decision that is. I don't know. I think it would be useful. I'm up here every Friday night recording Mix Minus. At the very least, I could pour myself a drink and have a cocktail. And when Mark and I watch movies, we can make our own popcorn and have drinks up here so we don't have to go downstairs. And if we have parties or have friends over or anything and we're not going to use upstairs, I can take the Bartesian downstairs and the popcorn maker. They will travel. So I think that would be a cute little package gift for myself. A cute little. Not a little. Anyway, so I think I'm for my birthday, I believe I'm going to set up a little bar snack area up here for myself and Mark. It'll be for both of us, but you know, it'll make me happy. So it's for my birthday. I would say, oh, I'm going to buy the hot tub. I also looked at some other things because I really love the attic. I don't know why, but again, I really love the attic. I thought, well, I can't get a hot tub right now because we don't have a patio yet. And until we get a patio, I can't get a hot tub. And that's too big of a project. Like, I just don't feel like getting into that right now. That's not a good birthday gift because that'll be months. You know, months and months and months. But I thought, you know, I really like a sauna. And they sell those at-home infrared saunas. And then I thought, oh my gosh. I could buy an infrared sauna, like for one person, and put it in the attic. So when I want a sauna, I can just go into the attic, walk up those little steps, and get in my little sauna and play some music. And you know, these saunas have Bluetooth speakers and like, you know, I don't know ways. But I just thought, I don't know, maybe it's too heavy. Also, you probably have to put them together. They're actually not that expensive. I mean, they're expensive, but for what you're getting, for a sauna, they're not that expensive, in my opinion. I mean, I would have thought it would be like thousands of dollars. Like, I don't know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. No, it was like, I don't know, $1,500 for a one-person sauna on this one website I found. But I'm sure they literally ship you the wood and the heater and you have to put it together yourself. So I don't know. I'm not sure I'm all about it. And it may be too heavy. And our ceiling could collapse or something because I don't know how much weight that the attic floor will really take. And maybe that's a little trashy of me to put a sauna in the attic. I don't know. I don't really know. So instead, I think I'm going to do this other idea. Popcorn maker, Bartesian, mini fridge, ice maker, buy some little snacky snacks like M&Ms and stuff and set it up like a little snack bar and have it for our movie time. I think that's what I'm going to do. I also looked at jetted freestanding tubs because even though I love our tub, it doesn't have jets in it. And I like to soak, but I'd really like to have jets. But then I thought, well, if I'm going to buy a hot tub, there's no reason to buy, you know, to buy a jetted tub and a hot tub and have both. I mean, one or the other, not both. That would be overkill. So after I record, we're going to go to the Grape Festival. I will report back, the Taunty Town Grape Festival. I'll report back to you guys on Monday and let you know how the Grape Festival went. They serve a spaghetti and fried chicken dinner. And so we're going to go, we're going to do our walk that we do every day, and then we're going to walk over to the fair area and get a spaghetti fried chicken dinner, walk around to the craft fair, listen to the music. I don't think we're going to ride any of the carnival rides because I'm afraid of carnival rides that are set up in fields or parking lots. I really only ride rides if they're at like permanent theme parks like Disney or Six Flags. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.